Welcome to the Ease at Abundance podcast, where we talk about all things mindset, energy, and manifestation. I'm Annette, your host and mindset coach. Each week, we'll dive into the practices and principles that empower you to create a life filled with ease and abundance. If you're seeking clarity, inspiration, or practical tips, this podcast is designed to help you unlock your fullest potential and live a life you love. So if you're ready to transform your thoughts, elevate your energy, and embrace the abundant possibilities that await you, let's get started. Welcome back to Ease and Abundance. Today, I want to talk about abundance and the thing that blocks so many of us from experiencing it, a scarcity mindset. To start, let's expand what I mean by abundance. It's not just about finances or material things. It's about a life where you feel like you have enough, whether it's time, opportunities, love. It's that feeling of being supported and knowing there's plenty to go around. And if we're talking about abundance, we need to look at its opposite, scarcity. The belief that there's never enough. It's that voice in our head that says, I don't have enough time, I'll never make enough money, or even I'm not enough. If you've ever felt stuck in that kind of thinking, or you want more abundance in your life, this episode is for you. So today I'm breaking down what abundance really means, how a scarcity mindset shows up and holds us back. And then I'll share some simple practical steps to start shifting into an abundant mindset. And at the end, I want to share a NLP technique. We'll create an anchor for abundance so you can tap into that feeling whenever you want. So make sure you stay until the end. And if you're driving or doing any other activity where you can't sit, close your eyes and relax, then you'll definitely want to come back to it. Abundance. This is such a powerful topic. When we recognize that there are unlimited resources and we have unlimited potential, having an abundant mindset can completely change your life. Marianne Williamson said, "The key to abundance is meeting limited circumstances with unlimited thoughts." So what is abundance? Abundance is a state of energy and frequency. Everything in the universe is made up of energy, and when you align your energy with feelings like gratitude, love, joy, you vibrate at a frequency that attracts more of those experiences into your life. Remember when we discussed the law of vibration in another episode? It's the same principle. The energy you put out vibrates at a frequency that shapes the reality you draw in. Scarcity and abundance are no exception. They're simply different energy states. Abundance is about having more than enough. It's knowing that life is full of opportunities, resources, and connections, and that you're worthy of having them. What feels abundant to one person might not be to another. For some, it's financial wealth. For others, it's free time, creativity, meaningful relationships. Define what abundance means to you so you know what to focus on. Have you ever had one of those moments where you're just so grateful? Maybe it's for a small thing like a cup of coffee in the morning or something big like landing a job or being supported by people who care about you. That feeling, that's abundance. An abundance mindset is about believing that there's enough to go around and that you don't have to compete or hold back. When you have a belief of abundance, you allow yourself to manifest and create more abundance in your life. It's very high vibe and expansive. And then again, as I always do, it's important to note that the intention is not to constantly strive for high vibes and bypass the inner work. All right, back to abundance. Here's how it shows up. Celebrating other people's wins, believing there are limitless opportunities for everyone, seeing other success as inspiration and focusing on collaboration, not competition, viewing setbacks as temporary and chances to grow. But where so many of us can get stuck is in the scarcity mindset. So let's talk about what that looks like. A scarcity mindset is the belief that there's never enough. It's that constant fear of lack rooted in survival mode, a state of fear and stress that keeps us focused on what's missing. Whether it's time, money, success, or love, it feels really heavy and very limiting. Here's how it shows up. Constantly worrying about not having enough. You're afraid of losing what you have, so you hold on tightly to things, whether it's money, possessions, or even relationships. You compare yourself to others and feel like you're falling behind. You avoid risks because you think opportunities are limited. Like if you mess up, you won't get another chance. You doubt yourself. You think, why bother? I'll probably fail anyways. There may be a reluctance to share or give feedback because of the fear of running out. not hoarding resources, information, or opportunities, and then also thinking success is predetermined and not achievable for you. It makes you second-guess everything and keeps you stuck. Scarcity often appears in our limiting beliefs, beginning with phrases like, I want, I can't, there isn't, I don't have, and I never. But scarcity is just a story your brain is telling you. And like any story, you can rewrite it. You don't have to stay in that place of fear or lack. Let me show you how to start shifting into abundance. So step one is to become aware of where scarcity is showing up in your life. Where do you find yourself saying, there isn't, I don't have, I never, I want, I can't? Spend some time reflecting on that and pay attention to the stories you tell yourself. Instead of thinking, I'll never get another chance, try reframing to, opportunities are everywhere and I'll find the right one for me. The more you practice these shifts, the more natural they'll feel. The second step is creating a list of abundance that already exists in your reality. What are you grateful for? Write it down. Amazing friends, clean water, electricity, a warm bed, a fridge full of food, your network on LinkedIn, waking up today, whatever it is, be as specific as you can and list all the things, big and small. And then now create three affirmations of abundance that resonate with you. Say them as soon as you wake up in the morning, before bed, and then throughout the day. If you listened to last week's episode, you'll remember we talked about building neural pathways, that repetition is key. So this can be as simple as saying or thinking, I'm abundant, or abundance flows to me easily and effortlessly. I'm worthy of all the good things life has to offer. And I've heard this so many times, so I'm not sure where this originally came from, but saying, show me how good it gets. And that one is so powerful. You're priming your brain to show you more abundance and helping shift out of the scarcity lack mindset. So here are a few other things you can do. Implementing a daily gratitude practice. Every day, take a moment to write down or think about three things you're grateful for. And don't worry if you find yourself repeating things. Gratitude helps you focus on what you do have, and that's where abundance starts. Also, celebrating other people's wins. So instead of feeling envious when someone has a win or something that you want, let it inspire you. Their success is proof that abundance is real and that it's possible for you too. And then invest in yourself, whether it's learning a new skill, taking care of your health, self-care, investing in a coach, or even just resting. Trust that when you pour into yourself, you're creating more opportunities and energy for abundance to flow. To wrap it up, I want to share a powerful tool that can help you access the feelings of abundance whenever you need it. So don't do this while you're driving. You'll want to be in a comfortable spot where you're safe to close your eyes and relax. You know when you hear a song and immediately you're taken back to a memory or a feeling? This happened to me the other day. I used to work in a bar called The Attic, and it was so fun. I loved it so much. And we'd blast music when everyone was setting up. One of the bartenders would always put on the song Polyester Bride by Liz Phair. I forgot all about that song, and I heard it the other day, and it brought back so many fun memories. Or it could be a certain scent. For me, that's the smell of lumber. My dad built houses, and whenever he'd take me to one of the work sites or one of the houses that he built for us, I'd smell the lumber and loved it. So that's what we're going to do today. An anchor is a neurological connection between a stimulus and a response, and you can create an anchor so that a touch can make you feel a certain feeling as well. You might want to listen to this once just to see how it works. And then take a moment to get clear on what it is that you want. We want to tap into that feeling, that vibration in our body. And if you're doing this and you haven't felt abundant before, I invite you to construct a time where you might feel abundant and create a scenario of what that would look like. Maybe you've had a couple of opportunities come through at the same time, or maybe you had a bonus or a big win at work. Whatever it is, we want to tap into that feeling when we make an anchor. Okay, so pick a knuckle that doesn't have an anchor on it yet, and let's create a powerful anchor for abundance. Take a nice deep breath in and exhale. Take another nice deep breath in, feeling very relaxed. And exhale. Get your hand ready where you want your anchor. What I want you to do right now is think of a time where you felt totally abundant. Think of a time where you felt totally abundant. Think of a specific time where you felt totally abundant. Now go back to that time, float down into your body, and see what you saw, hear what you heard, and feel what you felt, feeling totally abundant. Just take one of your fingers on your other hand, and you're just going to hold that knuckle for 10 to 15 seconds. Are you feeling like there's so much available to you? Are you feeling an abundance of opportunities? Are you feeling financially abundant? Whatever it is, let that feeling flow through your body, and I want you to make it 10 times bigger and make it 10 times stronger. And when that feeling peaks, hold down on that knuckle. Before that feeling dissipates, then let it go. And now you have this anchor. This is a really powerful tool that you can use. You can use this practice to feel abundant in your work, whether it's before a presentation, stepping into a meeting, or even making an important decision. Or if you're feeling down or defeated because things didn't go as planned, or if your nerves are holding you back from showing up with confidence, don't let those external circumstances bring you down or make you feel less than. Instead, choose to tap back into your abundant energy and remind yourself, I'm abundant no matter what. Whenever you're feeling abundant, whenever you've made a sale, achieved a goal, or experienced a win, take a moment to feel grateful, then tap on your anchor to strengthen that energy even more. Okay, let's recap. Abundance is something you create. It starts with the way you think and what you focus on. If you focus on lack, you're sending out a signal that keeps you in scarcity. If you focus on abundance, you signal the universe to bring more of it to you. So I want to challenge you to implement a gratitude practice, reframe 2 to 3 limiting beliefs. Remember, they often start with I can't, I want, I never, and then creating a powerful abundance anchor. Commit to it for a month and see how it changes your mindset. Abundance isn't about having everything. It's about recognizing that you already have everything you need to create a life of joy, purpose, and fulfillment. When you shift your mindset and take aligned action, abundance becomes your natural state. Thank you so much for spending this time with me today. If this episode spoke to you, please leave a review or share it with a friend who might need this reminder. And remember, the world is full of opportunities just waiting for you to claim them. So go get it. And now a quick little disclaimer. The information shared on this podcast is for educational and informational purposes only. The content provided here is not a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician, therapist, or other qualified health providers with any questions you may have regarding a medical or mental health condition. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are my own and do not reflect the views of any organizations I may be affiliated with. By listening to this podcast, you acknowledge that I am not liable for any losses, injuries, or damages resulting from the use or misuse of the information shared. Your participation in this podcast is entirely voluntary and should be viewed as an opportunity to reflect and gain new insights to enhance your personal journey. Remember, growth is unique to each individual and your path is your own.